A new report says the Syrian government is committing mass murder in a prison near Damascus. It's a military prison called Saydnaya. And in the report, Amnesty International claims some 13,000 people were killed there, typically in mass hangings, from March 2011 until December 2015. The Syrian government calls Amnesty's report untrue.
Omar al-Shogre says he spent 10 months in Saydnaya prison. He says he was arrested at age 17 and was in various Syrian prisons for more than 2 years before he came to Saydnaya. We cannot independently verify his story, but he is featured in Amnesty's report. It is very gruesome reading, and it's gruesome listening. Speaking via Skype from Stockholm, where he's been granted asylum, al-Shogre says his arrest was political.
I only participated in peaceful demonstrations that included carrying roses and chanting. I was arrested the first time in 2011, and I was released. After that, I was arrested seven times, and my seventh time, I was kept in prison for 3 years. But I have never participated in any violent resistance.
I have read that two of your cousins died in Syrian government custody before you got to Saydnaya. How much worse was Saydnaya than the other prisons that you had been in?
That prison called 215 was a nightmare beyond anyone's imagination. There were worms eating human flesh. There were people eating each other in the prison. Diseases were unbelievable. People were thirsty and hungry at all times. But now, in retrospect, 215 was heaven compared to Saydnaya.
In what way was Saydnaya worse than prison 215?
In the first prison, 215, at least we knew what was going on. We could hear things, we could see things, and we could know what our fate would be. In Saydnaya, we didn't know anything. We're just sitting there waiting for punishment, always living as if this is the last 5 seconds of your life. You don't know anything because you're kept in a room. And you don't know when you're going to be killed because the prison wardens were telling us that we will be hung anytime soon. In Saydnaya, we were faced with the reality of either dying or killing one other prisoner. And sometimes these prisoners are your family, they are your cousins, your parents. You get to a point where you know that you will either have to kill someone else or you have to die yourself.
Do you mean to say the guards told you, you must now kill that person or you will be executed?
Yes, we were requested by jailers to kill each other. Sometimes the wardens came with a knife or a rope, and they asked prisoners whether they had relatives or friends in prison. And once they identified their friends and relatives, they gave them one of two options, either killing their relatives or being killed themselves. And in many cases, being killed themselves was included also being tortured before being killed.
Were you ever posed with that choice?
He said no one in their right mind will answer that question.
Can't answer that question. Since all of you in Saydnaya were already in prison, was the object of all of this torture to get information from you? Was it to make you work for them? Why? What was the point of the torture? Pure sadism?
No, the goal was not to gather information. I was in prison for 2 years before I was sent to Saydnaya, and I would say the first month was for real interrogation. I was tortured under the first month, and I was asked questions. And like everyone else, I lied just to make torture stop, because everyone lies under torture just to let them stop. I told them that I was a terrorist. I told them that I had tanks and RPGs and weapons. I said anything that would let torture stop. When I was in 215, that was a place where they asked us for questions, and that is the place where interrogations happen. But when you're moved to Saydnaya, that's the place where you moved in to die.
I have read that you have a photo of one of your torturers and that you keep it where you can see it. Why?
I have multiple pictures of my torturers in my room, and I look at them. They're ugly. They're ugly people, and these are ugly pictures. And I don't keep them there for a negative reason, because I'm a positive person. I keep it there because I think it's a shame on me if I forgot about my brothers in prison.
Where did you get the photos of the torturers from Sednaya prison, the guards?
Torturers in Sayednaya are Syrians. They didn't come from another country. They are not from China. And every Syrian has a family. So I got their pictures from their families.
You described yourself as a positive person. Given the human behavior that you witnessed in Sednaya, one could excuse you for taking a very dim view of human nature. How do you explain your positive attitude?
I'll tell you why I am a positive person. That prison had amazing scholars and scientists in it. We had people who invented medicines for us when we were in prison. We had people who taught me everything about life. In my 1 foot of space in that prison, I had an attorney in front of me, a doctor next to me, and an engineer next to me, and a teacher behind me. And these people and others taught me a lot about life. And I came from hell, and now I live in Sweden, in a very easy place to live in. Of course, I will be positive.
And just on a brighter note, what are your plans in Sweden now?
Oh, I have big plans. I have learned the language here in Sweden, and I am starting my school tomorrow. I'm going to the university to get a degree in engineering. Of course, that will not distract me from my original goal of working to advocate for prisoners. These are people who gave their lives to protect mine. And I think the better I become, the easier it will get for me to help them.
That is Omar Alshogre, who spent 10 months in Syria's Sednaya prison, where Amnesty International says 13,000 people died at the hands of the government between 2011 and 2015. Omar Alshogre, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you very much.
By the way, Mr. Alshogre says he got out of Sednaya emaciated but alive thanks to a $15,000 bribe. There's a picture of him at npr.org. The news we're following at this hour is the ruling from a federal appeals court on the president's executive order on immigration. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has denied the administration's request to reinstate the order after a federal judge in Seattle put it on hold last Friday. In short, Trump's travel order does not yet take effect.